It's time for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Shaylee Peters. And this week, we get to visit with the Executive Director of the Home Baking Association. It's Charlene Patton. And Charlene, of course, this is a very big time of year for baking as people gear up for Christmas and just the holidays happening. And we'll talk a little bit more about the holidays here in just a little bit. First, I want to know more about the Home Baking Association. Tell us just a little bit about what you guys do there.
Oh, I would love to. Thank you. The Home Baking Association has 32 members. We are a nonprofit association, and our members run from corporations to wheat commissions, such as the Nebraska Wheat Board, the Kansas Wheat Commission, anyone who's interested in making sure that people continue to bake. It's always exciting for me to talk about the Home Baking Association because our roots go back to the 1920s. We actually became the Home Baking Association in 1959, but the Millers in 1920 had the foresight that they wanted to involve educators and teachers in learning more about milling, and we just continue to expand on that theme. Our goal is to provide resources to educators to help them teach baking. And for us, anyone is an educator. It might be someone in the classroom. It might be a 4-H leader. It might be that parent who's teaching a young child in their own home how to bake. We try to provide all kinds of baking activities and lessons, resources, recipes, teaching guides to help that educator, no matter what type of educator they are.
You talk about your members, Charlene, and I want you to expand on those partnerships a little bit, why they're so important to you guys, and just maybe what that's like, all of you working together.
The members of the Home Baking Association, we invite you to go to our website at homebaking.org, and we have a new website, and you go to the member section, and you can see all the companies and the associations that are supporting the Home Baking Association. Nebraska Wheat Board is one of them, and we are so grateful because all of those members believe in baking. They believe that young people need to learn to bake, and they believe in funding resources to help young people bake. And so that's a very important mission. We do a lot of educational conferences. We've done several in Nebraska where we've met with family and consumer science teachers and providing them up-to-date resources to help them take baking to the classroom or even for extension, taking it out into the communities in Nebraska.
And then finally, it's a very busy time of year for you guys, I am sure. I mentioned in the beginning, the holidays are upon us officially, a very big time of year for bakers. And so maybe go into, you guys have recipes up on your website, so many cool resources for people that maybe only bake this time of year and are looking for some of those things.
We sure do. We have lots of recipes, holiday ideas on our website. We also have labels if you're giving a baking gift that you can print off. But one of the things that's really important that we like to stress is baking as a family. And there's so many things, recipes and ideas and activities that we have on our website that might be for a community organization, an after-school program, but they're perfect for families to do together.
All right. Thank you so much. It's Charlene Patton, Executive Director of the Home Baking Association, telling us a little bit more about that today. Also, a reminder that upcoming, not too far off, February is Bake for Family Fun Month. And each week, the Home Baking Association provides activities and recipes for families to bake together. That's been this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board.